March 20th. For Father Magliarini. Jesus says, "For the just to obey is always the will of the Lord. But there is no other will in your departure, no other will of God. If I had another, I would contradict myself. For I wanted you here, alongside my spokesman. Here, and not elsewhere." Maria, our poor Maria, wrote this on her own because she understood. I confirm it. I prepared you for this hour with the visions of the departure of Sintich and John. Read them carefully. You will hear the thought of your Savior. And go in peace, because you are in my grace. And this is all. The judgment of men does not affect or influence the judgment of God. Go in peace, son of mine and of Mary. In peace as regards yourself, in peace as regards poor Maria. I, and my angel, will take your place. And since for spirits there are no separations, there will still be three of us here, as there have been for 3 years, to do what is the glory of God. To make God known. I bless you. By the Father and the Holy Spirit and myself as well, good servant, and with me the mother and the man of obedience, Joseph, bless you, and the man of charity, John the Apostle, and all the saints from your order. Go in peace, for the angels of the Lord are with you, and God is with you. I have written the following for Father. My Father, I am very happy to be able to add the words of the Lord to my poor words as a creature who, in the sight of God and men, testifies that your assistance at my side, beginning in June 1942 and willed by God, God definitely wanted this, was the preparatory stage for the ministry to which God destined me. Previously, there was God and the creature's will to serve God. But there was still a lot of, too much, humanity in me, as you know, and God could not come, He, order, where there was disorder, He, love, where there were resentments, you came and ordered everything. And God was able to act, because you had come before. You were the forerunner going ahead, to prepare the ways of the Lord. And the Lord came. And He stayed, for you, Jesus said so one day and repeated it, with your presence kept at a distance the one who hates me, because I am an instrument of God. Do you remember that dictation? I should now be fearful, because you are going away, and Satan hates me more than ever. But interest in Jesus' promise, and in your prayers, Reverend Father, and in those of the fathers in the order. You will read at your ease in the directions, what I have been thinking for 22 days, gradually written during your first absence. And this will help you to understand me when I tell you, that this pain is peace for me, and confirmation, and that I trust it will be a momentary darkening, like Jesus's from the evening of Holy Thursday until Easter morning. He taught us how to remain faithful, how to sweat blood without rancor towards those making us sweat it, and how to die on the cross to save. Let us imitate him. I give you my crucifix, the one that in July 1930 for the first time gave me undeniable proof of the power of the cross, and of faith in my first victory against the devil. I allocated it to you in my will, for it is sacred to me, because of what I obtained with it, and because it was in the hands of my dear ones at death. It was to have been placed in my hands in agony and death, until the coffin was closed, and then to have been left with you. This means that if Jesus grants me the grace of dying with you nearby, you will bring it to me in those hours. And now I give you my thanks for everything, because of everything, as regards everything. You have never made me feel I was an orphan and alone, sick, poor, and weak. You have been affection, help, peace, and support. Here and elsewhere I will not forget you. I shall now feel I am alone on earth. But I will say no more. Otherwise the new Sintich will lose the strength to hold up her cross and the one belonging to her father. I must temper myself further, constantly, until dying in the effort, and have faith, faith, faith in the Lord. Maria, Mary says, we are close to the incarnation of the Word in me. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done according to His Word. For, even if it is not an order, it is a permission by God which is presented to us. What is presented to us is thus holy. Beloved son, beloved daughter, Romualdo, and Maria, children of the ever-sorrowful mother, because of the sorrows of her beloved children, say my word yourselves as well, and the most holy word will take shape in you more vitally than ever to the point of making you other instances of himself. Be maternally blessed. And Saint Joseph says, and blessed by me, who always believed, and always did what the Lord ordered. In going, in returning, and in accepting, And I was guided by the angel of God, because I always subjected my human judgment to that of heaven.